Welcome to episode 65 of Life with Mitty. Today we continue the interviews from hashtag Mitty Goes to Austin. You'll hear from Eric, the dream guy, and Julia Love, the owner of the Doge McLaren. I wanted to bring a couple more interviews to you today. Now, some of you know Eric the Dream Guy, but I want you to take a listen to how passionate Eric is about sustainable energy, about electric vehicles, and how he wants to help other people. So I want you to get to meet Eric the Dream Guy. If you look him up on YouTube, you're likely to find him more easily as Eric the Goat Guy. On Twitter, his handle is Eric, E-R-I-C, the Dream Guy. But if you look on YouTube, you'll see him as E-R-I-C-K, the Goat Guy. Both of these are the same person. We're going to take you now to Terry Black's barbecue on the 5th of April. We had just pulled in and checked into our hotel rooms and immediately left to go to Terry Black's. When we pulled up, there were a lot of Teslas, and places to park were slim. However, we had a strategy. Because of Deborah using a wheelchair and we had a legal handicapped placard, we used one of the handicapped parking spots. There weren't any other ones. The place was packed. Likely over about 300 people, I think was the estimate. People were in line for food, and it was a good barbecue. We had some of the barbecue. It was very good. The side dishes were plentiful and fresh. So the food was good, but meeting other people was why we were there. I got to meet Ash Martian. She gave me one of her 3D printed starships. It was so cute. She gave one to me and one to Deborah. And then a Tesla emblem that was 3D printed. Those are some souvenirs that I now have here at home that I treasure from our trip. When I met Eric, I found him doing videos there at Terry Black's. Of course, he's a YouTube guy, so that's what he does. He makes videos. And I thought, this guy looks happy to be around other people. It looks like he's trying to help other people, and I kind of nailed it. That's why he was there. He is all about sustainable energy, electric vehicles, and he's passionate about helping others. So I interviewed him. He was my first interview that I did. And I want to take you now to Terry Black's barbecue. And here is that interview. So I'm here with Eric, the Dream Guy. And Eric, I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in Tesla? Just the idea that you wanted to know about Tesla, be a part of the what's going on.
Okay, so in 2008, I started the Rock Club Foundation. And one of the first events that we did as the Rock Club Foundation, I did an Earth Day Festival. So I rented out the entire downtown Acacia Park in Colorado Springs, that downtown park, and we had a guy come there, buy his electric car. They made out of some recycled parts, talking about who killed the electric car. And we've been a big component of sustainable energy and electrification of energy in cars, and I always been thought that Tesla was really cool. You know, I've been pushing Earth Day ever since. So I was celebrating Earth Day in Destin, Florida when the oil spill hit. Right where the oil spill hit, I was literally like just inland of that.
So you're based in Seattle now, correct?
Yeah, I'm based in Seattle, Washington. I'm a member of the Seattle Makers. I'm a, you know, a local YouTuber. I'm best known for being the goat guy. I've been all the way across America with my goats, helping plant community gardens and doing things for the community and doing different things.
And I understand for you to be here tonight, you had to make some special sacrifices to do that.
Yeah, I pretty much spent every last money I have that I saved over a year of my of money, time, and influence to come down here that I don't really have, because I'm pretty much lost a lot of things in the last, been through a lot of hardships and struggles because me being a person with disabilities, and I'm not rich. I do DoorDash and for a living, and YouTube as a hobby, which is still a hobby, even though I'm monetized, but it's still, only making $20 a month, but hopefully that I get to meet some people and they make, and hopefully bring people together to make the world a better place.
Well, thank you. I can tell this means something to you.
Yeah, it really means something to see electric vehicles become mainstream. Because just about 10 years, I remember 20 years ago when I was in high school thinking this never going to happen. That never, nobody would ever adopt an electric vehicle. Nobody would ever get, I think oil companies have, there was no way out of oil, 20 years ago. And it seemed like there just was no way out. And now that Tesla shined this light in the tunnel, that there is a little bit of hope that we can get away from, the oil monopoly. And I mean, there's still a long way to go, but at least now that we know that Tesla is going to stay and that we already have a glimmer of hope of escaping, the Bastorian future of what's destroying our planet.
Coming up next, Julia Love, the owner of the Doge McLaren. While we were sitting at Terry Black's barbecue, I look in the parking lot and I see a McLaren. And not just any McLaren. It has a wrap that is Doge all over the vehicle. I had to know who brought this car. And that's when I met Julia Love. On Twitter, you can find her at Real Julia Love. Also, her car has an account at Doge Claren. This interview is a little short. I wish we would have had more time to talk, but she answered both of our questions, and here is that interview.
What got you interested in Tesla? Go.
Hi, I'm Julia Love, the driver of the Doge McLaren. What got me interested in Tesla is on the most simplest form, I saw a company that valued fun as a form of value versus just looking at financials or bottom line. And that was by far the most important thing that I saw with what they were doing. I appreciate the things that they're doing with the environment. I appreciate the goals that Elon has. But the most important thing that I saw was I was so excited to see someone recognize fun as a form of value again.
So what keeps you in the game? Why are you still interested in Tesla? Any particular message that you like to portray and get out to the public?
In general, I just see a forward-thinking company. These people aren't thinking about what are other people doing and how do I compete with them. They're thinking about what can I do that is aligned with my beliefs, my core beliefs as a company. And that's what keeps me interested. And then, like I said, anyone who sees fun as a form of value is interesting to me.
Thanks again to Julia Love for submitting to this interview. It was a pleasure to meet her and to check out the Doge McLaren. What a cool-looking car. In the midst of a bunch of Teslas, it really stood out. Before we go today, just a reminder that our audiobook giveaway is still going on. Not many people have taken advantage of this, and I have over 60 titles on Audible. You can have a free copy of any of them. Just go to my Twitter page, at LifeMidi, click on the audible.com link. It will take you to the list of titles that are available. Select the title you'd like and DM me the name of the title. I'll respond with a promo code, which is completely free. All you need is your free Amazon account to get your free audiobook. It's my free gift to you and to encourage you to check out my other titles, which are available for sale on Audible. That's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.